The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. The issues to be discussed, debated tonight on The Right Stand. Pollution. The capital chokes. It's become virtually a gas chamber. And what is being done about it? Do our netas take so much of time to wake up to it? In the winter session of Parliament debating pollution, lot of empty chairs in the Lok Sabha as pollution is being talked, discussed, debated. Most people don't take it very seriously. But we are seeing in a country that plays Swachh Bharat cess for the sake of sanitation, but doesn't pollution, cleanliness as far as clean air to breathe, pure water to drink, also come under Swachh Bharat? That's a question that many people have asked. Our netas wonderfully equipped to play out the optics, cycling to the parliament, coming in electric cars, wearing smoke masks. On the day of the pollution debate, when the air is relatively cleaner, they've all pulled out their pollution masks or smoke masks. Otherwise, where do they step out of their air-filtered offices and residences? I'm very, very upset today, ladies and gentlemen, because of the attitude that's being shown largely by our netas. They claim to be very, very serious about tackling pollution, but they are hardly doing it. And it's not just the elected representatives. The blame is also on those who are supposed to be the enforcers of the law and to make sure that people don't violate rules. We are also as a people to blame because we don't take it seriously. We think agla karega. Hum kyun kare agla karega. And at every point, every step, till the time someone close to us or we ourselves suffer and face or bear the brunt of what we are doing to our environment and what we are breathing and what we are drinking, we don't seem to want to wake up and realize that it's time that all of us as a collective start doing something about it. But it's about netas today and they're all going to wax eloquent about their prepared speeches on pollution and then circle, cycle, recycle data. But eventually, after this debate, what is going to happen? What is the action point? I'm given to understand that there's been a meeting at the LG's office in Delhi today where the DG Traffic was present and there has been a detailed discussion on trying to decongest the roads in the national capital. And that too by devising or looking at routes, at least 100 one ways that would ease congestion and ease traffic in the national capital. Let's see if they're able to do something about it, because they're saying if there is no static stagnant vehicular vehicles, then automatically vehicular pollution should come down and that should help ease the pollution woes. But the larger problem and the biggest problem is stubble burning. 74% of Delhi residents, according to a survey done by local circles, have an issue with the way things are in the national capital and they want to actually look at smog leave. They want schools to schedule smog leave between the 1st and the 20th of November because breathing becomes really hazardous. But then there is no guarantee it's always going to be between 1st and 20th of November, because 2 years ago it was in October, a year before that. It was in October, December, January. Last year also we had problems across these 3 or 4 months. So how does one contend with that? And 42%, the people of Delhi NCR blame pollution on stubble burning. Garbage burning in the city is the next highest number at 13%, and we have motor vehicle emissions 15%. So these are, and of course, then there is also road dust, which is at 17%. So, but the bulk actually comes from stubble burning. That's what many people in Delhi believe, that it is parali or stubble, which is being burnt in neighboring Haryana and of course in Punjab, and the wind brings it all and it all hangs around in Delhi because the air is circulatory and it just hovers around Delhi. That's what happens. We need to do something about this. When will they start putting people ahead of politics is a question, and we're going to go after and question all the parties responsible. Aam Aadmi Party, which is in this state, which is in power in the Delhi state, the LG's office, and by that the center and the BJP, because they are in control of the administration and the center, the seat of power, is here in the national capital, plus the state governments of Haryana, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. They are all responsible. So we'll take that up and we'll see who said what and which Neta actually turned up to represent the voice of the people in Parliament today. Debate number two will focus on the latest dynamic in Bengal, where a relative nobody as a political entity, the AIMIM, have been turned into overnight heroes by the Chief Minister of Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, because she has taken pot shots at the Hyderabad-based outfit led by Asaduddin Owaisi. Taking on Asaduddin Owaisi and calling it the B team of the BJP, saying Hyderabad receives its funding from the BJP, and she's also turned around and blamed them for fueling minority extremism. She has called the AIMIM and its leaders as those who are pushing minority extremism. There is an interesting political dynamic in Bengal, ladies and gentlemen. Whether or not Mr. Owaisi and his party are the B team of the BJP, the jury is out on that, and anybody can make their own surmises and suppositions. But the fact is that the AIMIM is growing in its influence. It is not limited to just being a party that operates in one constituency in Hyderabad. It is increasing its footprint in terms of vote share and recognition and cognition as far as Maharashtra is concerned, and of course its recent big win in Kishanganj, where the Muslim population in that area, which borders Bengal, is anywhere between 20 to 70%, is a matter of significant note. And if that is going to happen, will the AIMIM actively make a foray into Bengal? Mamata Banerjee has very carefully cultivated a certain vote bank, weaning them away from the left and also trying to hold them and alienate them from the BJP as far as the minority vote bank is concerned, blaming the party, the BJP, as a communal party. The other aspect is that she has also been able to keep the left and the Congress party at bay as far as this vote is concerned, whereas although it is unfair to judge or think that the minority or any community will vote or not vote to for a particular party based on the perception that whether it is communal or secular. There again, on an aside, a Congress party aligning with a Muslim outfit, or Mamata Banerjee leaning towards and talking and asking the support of Muslim groups for her electoral success, is a secular move. But a party like the Shiv Sena or the BJP, which talks about Hindutva, is a communal group. Are we garbled about our explanation or understanding of secular? Because both should be communal, or both should be secular. Anyway, we'll leave that. I'll park that thought in your head, and it's a sidebar, so you can think about it, just you, and then maybe share your thoughts with me on The Right Stand using our platform involved.news18.com, which allows you to interact with me and with the show live on your phones as you're watching the debate on the television or on your iPad or laptop or however. So the challenge for Mamata Banerjee is to hold on to her minority voter base while she's been trying to make an outreach towards the Hindu groups and the Hindu voter base, the non-Muslim voter base also, by trying to celebrate Puri, the Rath Yatra, and also with Durga Puja, etc., etc., and trying to really portray a Sarvadharma Sambhav or a unified leader, a leader who stands for the people of Bengal as a whole and not for certain groups in part, etc. But now she faces the pressure because the surge of the BJP, along with the foray or the entry of the AIMIM, she has only compounded her problems. Whereas, so far she was successful in making the fight about herself and the BJP, marginalizing the left and the Congress party. Now this entrant, the AIMIM, brings out a different dynamic. Has Mamata Banerjee jumped the gun? Is it her insecurity that shows? Or has she just now, by propping up the AIMIM, played into the BJP's hands and played into the opposition's hands, which only wants further polarization or division of votes and opinion against Mamata Banerjee in Bengal overall in the run-up to the assembly elections? Very interesting dynamic, and we will take this forward with all our panelists, and we've got guests from across political spectrum and also a journalist in the midst. I hope you join us tonight. Bye for now.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.